He said, you want me to obscure it some more. In my recollection, Brother Branham categorically said verse 31 was the Jews. So that takes care of that. The rapture does come before the tribulation. This is a specific statement of Brother Branham, and I think you've heard me many times say that I was one who was so well inured with the understanding of men such as Brother Branham and a man that he taught, which was named Aarons and different ones, who believed the rapture would be after the Great Tribulation, that I was well able in my own mind to refute everything the prophet ever said upon the subject. So I went to Brother Branham directly in order to plead my case and have him help me to get my mind straightened out. The more we talked, the more it got dark in the room because I could not follow him. And realizing the dangerous ground I was on and how he was feeling in his heart toward me, loving me and couldn't get through to me, I said, Brother Branham, would you mind answering just one more question? He said, certainly, Brother Bill, what is that? I said, Brother Branham, is it thus saith the Lord, the bride will not go through the tribulation? He said, Brother Vale, it is. I said, thank you. I believe you. I will
Amen.
Find it in Scripture. I did.
Hallelujah.
Now, that's the exact categorical answer you're looking for. Now, let's look at the 30th verse. And I will quote you a very, very obscure thing that Brother Branham said. I do not know where it is found, but believe me, I know what I'm talking about. Then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming. First of all, there is a sign. And then there is the coming, and this is to the Jews. Brother Branham categorically said, and I can't tell where he said it, but you can find it yourself. He said, the Lord Jesus Christ appears in a symbol to the Jews. So therefore, we have first of all the sign appearing, and then we have him appearing. That's the best I can tell you from the exact quotes the prophet gave. If I've obscured the thing even more, I'm sorry, but that's just the way things are. I'm not the prophet. I don't have the infallible answer. But believe me, the bride has already gone. The tribulation must be almost over. That is a 3.5 years. And distinctly, he said he does appear in a symbol. Now, I got my own thoughts. And they're very, very ridiculous, I'm sure. But just in case you're interested, in case you're not, I'll say them anyway. Could it be? And the Jews, remember, had the pillar of fire. Could it be that the great pillar of fire comes down? I don't know. Or could it be something those two witnesses do? It could be. But could it be that the pillar of fire descends? And they said, that's the way it always was. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And
right.
Then out stepped a man with neoprene. I don't know. I'm very romantic. So I'm romanticizing. I don't know that that's the answer. But I do know this. He will appear in a symbol. This could be where Brother Branham took it. He will show his hands. This is to the Jews. The Gentiles will be raptured. That is, thus saith the Lord, quoting William Branham. And I stand here with my hand raised, knowing there is a God in heaven, this Bible open before me. I have quoted the prophet from my own dilemma, and I'm trying to help you.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, here, I don't want to stage Jack or upstage because that's not my policy. But on the very fact of what Roger said, and the question came up, the question really in my mind, the brother wants to know what really happened. Why in 33? Why in 63? Why 65? Why this or why that? Now, I want to give you a little quote by the Brother Branham that perhaps has gone over everybody's head. But to me, it's the most beautiful quote I've ever heard in my life. Brother Branham said that when Jesus Christ was on earth, he did his healing ministry and his gracious ministry in order to win favor with the people.
Yes, amen.
Sure.
A man currying favor. And they should have been loving and adoring him. Now apply that to the fact that Jesus Christ in the form of the Spirit must come to the Gentiles exactly as he came in flesh. He must come and curry favor. Remember that Jesus Christ took training. He did. He grew in stature and favored God and man. What he said confused everybody. A Baptist preacher, one God, literally astounded people.
Amen.
But in 64, he got the commission. In 65, we see Jesus Christ totally revealed. So if you wonder why 33, why 63, why this and why that? Just remember, Alpha is Omega. Yep. You are as intelligent
Amen.
As any of us. Simply read what happened from the day Jesus was born until the time the thing expired. Go to the prophet right now. The whole thing's right before you.
Hallelujah.
And it's the light.
Amen.
Last question.
Your last question to me anyway. Okay, what? I just answered it.
No, it's just, I lost the question. So
thank you.
That's a bad moderator.
I'm kind of a boy. That's why I like these guys.
He taught me that.
That's right.
Oh, thank you. You
might as well tell him what
oh,
I said one time, too.
There it is.
That's Brother Bale.
My brother Bale comment in particular, why we are not to look at the sixth seal chronologically as to tribulation being the bride is sealed. Well, first of all, let's understand the word chronology. You get a thing called a chronograph, which is a watch. A very definite type of a clock that's supposed to be in perfect order that all other clocks take their time from. So chronology has to do with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And if you're going to look at the seals in chronology, then there is no such thing as the fifth seal having come into existence or the sixth seal being in existence and not even the seventh, because Brother Branham categorically said we're under the fourth. Now, four is deliverance. Now, we're going to get out here under the fourth seal. Now, the fifth seal has been going on, perhaps even before the fourth seal started, in the sense that is it not possible that those elect Jews, ever since the time of the great dispersion under Titus, those real, real Jews, that they're not under the altar, the fifth seal? Now, Brother Branham made the heavy identification as under the communist and the Nazi persecution, which we certainly will go along with, because that's the time when the 200,000 horsemen were released at the Euphrates rivers, which is under the sixth seal. Now, he said the sixth seal officially broke in March of 64. But let's face it, he only got that because he knew what was under the seventh seal. Because the seventh seal is Revelation 1:10-7, and as I read last night, and I'm going to read it again here, concerning that spirit that comes into the church, in the book of Ephesians, taken from Daniel 70th week, Brother Branham said the spirit of wisdom comes into the church to make known to the church by the revelational spirit, not by William Branham. The Holy Spirit didn't come into the church and said, William Branham, you tell him. The Holy Spirit actually gave his own revelation, but used a man's voice.
Sure.
See, watch his language. His language is lousy to the world. But, oh man, it's specific, marvelous to us. Because, you see, we're not of the world. We don't live on them burger cheese. All due respect to those in Lincoln. Spirit of wisdom comes into the church to make known to the church by the revelation of the Holy Spirit. That was my little joke with a friend of mine. Bringing the church in and revealing what day we're living in, just the same as Gabriel came to Daniel, the Holy Spirit come to the church in the last days to reveal these great deep secret things. Now, you know categorically it's Revelation 10 and 7 where the secret things come out. Now, if Revelation, if seventh seal has not broken, then the secret things and the deep things we're talking about are not revealed and they are not in motion. Because they've got to be in motion. Now remember, the seventh seal takes us into the millennium.
Amen.
It ushering in. If it takes us in then, and takes us plumb down to the white throne and past it, which exactly what Brother Branham says, shot us way out beyond time even, then the seventh seal is already going on, but the sixth seal has broken and the fifth seal is there, so there's no chronology.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying? I wonder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but you know, look. Now, again, I don't want to be roughing anybody, but how many times do you have to hear me? Now, I know you feel hurt about that. But how many times? If you understand language, as I believe I understand a bit of it, chronology means something. It's not concurrent. It is one succeeding another. Although concurrency might be allowed in when you talk of chronology. But when we're talking this subject, we're talking one is followed by two, three comes next, four comes next, five comes next, 6 comes next, and 7 comes next, but a prophet stood up and said, we're under the 4th seal, and we make our exit under it. And yet he said, the 5th seal has taken place, and the 6th seal broke, and this is the 7th. Why not? Well, again, don't hurt anybody's feelings on this scene. I even know the man I'm talking to right here. So we're going to get this nailed down. Get it nailed down once and for all, because that's exactly what it is. We are under the 7th seal. And that's one of the biggest troubles we have right today in this message. Is that 7th seal broken? I got a letter from Germany the other day. And he said, now, Brother Bell, I respect you. I believe you're a teacher. But he was going to let me know he was so much greater. Well, no doubt he is. But if I'm a humbug, he's a bigger humbug. Because he said, you say we are under the 7th seal. We are. What are you under? You were under number 4 and didn't even know it. How many knew you were under number 4? Let's see the smart boys. You got all the answers. No smart boys? Well, listen to Dumbo then. Dumbo quoting the prophet. The 4th seal takes the bride out of here. Am I right? I believe I'm right. The same prophet said Hitler killed the Jews at the releasing of the 200,000 horsemen in the river Euphrates.
Yeah.
Well, did it or did it not? Yeah. Oh, well, Brother Branham was just, you know. No, he wasn't. He told the truth.
Amen.
So the 5th seal's reveal has been going on. The 6th seal opened in March in 64 with the earthquake of the West Coast. Right or wrong? Is the 6th seal on? All right. The 7th seal is Revelation 1 to 10. Did it happen?
Yep.
What's going on?
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. Amen.
I hope that answers. That's all of them. Oh, you ended on a mean note. Yeah, this is the most rotten trick you ever pulled on me. Well, we won't even go up to 3, perhaps. There was something crossed my mind a while ago, and I guess I decrossed it. It got out of it somewhere. Oh, yeah. When I first started the studies, not in desperation, but because of what a prophet said. Now, believe me, I'm not going to lie to you. I believe that William Branham meant it when he said, they do not know the difference between the appearing and the coming. And having been so thoroughly brutalized by my own background of fundamentalism to have not even one clue that the prophet was telling us that the baptism with the Holy Ghost was the rebirth, having already said in one place the rebirth takes place by the baptism with the Holy Ghost, I knew that there was something wrong with me and not with the prophet. And that is a categorical statement, not a humility, but simple truth. What in the world was he talking about? It had to be in the Bible. Because he couldn't say anything but the Bible.
Amen.
Because he said, just think how wonderful, the same pillar of fire that brought the word to Paul is here revealing it.
Yes.
So, if he was here giving us the revelation through that correct interpretation, and Brother Branham was just a voice, it would mean what he said, the spirit of wisdom comes to the church to let the church know the hour it's in and reveal the deep secrets. Then somewhere, somehow, William Branham, in 20th century Americanese, was giving us this word that was already in its original perfect form, predating to the time of Paul. And I said, it's got to be somewhere. I'll go back and look at the meaning of those words again. And looking at the meaning of the words, I found what became my answer to the question, was William Branham actually God? Was it true that nobody had the real Holy Ghost? And I found what I believe was my answer. It might not be yours, but that's up to you, because look, I'm not your boss, I'm not your mentor. I'm not responsible to give you something in the sense that you're obligated to take it or anything like that. And I saw in that word parousia,
amen,
that word presence, mm-hmm, and of course, the Jehovah Witnesses had already believed that they had come to the understanding of it way back in about 1876. And then later they amended it in around 1914 on Rutherford. I think was the original. Russell was the original, I beg your pardon. Then amended by Rutherford. Now to many people this would say, well, you see, it was a wrong doctrine then. It's bound to be a wrong one now. Then where does your rapture doctrine go that was wrong back in the 1800s?
Right.
See, let's not be idiots.
Amen.
See? It's time to have the wisdom of a serpent and be as harmless as doves. I have a little mixed up, I guess, but I don't think that any of you are too far ahead of me. Now, that word began to gel because he said he's appeared amongst us in signs and wonders for the last several years.
Amen.
He told of his appearing amongst us. And this is what became my understanding of the prophet's revelation. Now, going back to continuing. I began looking at the scripture to see the various words, and I came up with parousia, meaning presence. The apocalypsis, meaning revelation. The apocalypto, meaning to reveal. The phanero, meaning to appear, which is to manifest in his true character, epiphania, which is a brightness. And the more I studied, I came to this conclusion that every one of these words start here on earth, and they will end up way down the line, and they'll still be in progress. Now, the question came up, is there a difference between the unveiling and the revelation? In my estimation, it is this. Brother Branham said the revelation, and I'm not denying anything that brother said. I'm just trying to make it a little clearer based on the words of the Bible. That Brother Branham said exactly what Scofield and other men said, that the word apocalypsis or the revelation of Jesus Christ was as a man who had formed a statue and had veiled it with curtains and then at the right time had pulled the cord. The curtains fell back, and there was the statuary. And then someone would say, well, that's very good. It's certainly unveiled. See, that was Jesus appearing in signs and wonders, as Jesus said in John 15 and 24, if I had not done the works that no other man did, they had not sinned, but now they've both seen and hated both me and my Father. And Jesus said, if you can't believe what I'm saying, go back to those works again, and you know nobody but God could do them. That should stop you. But you see, it was an unveiling, but it wasn't a true revelation. And I'll tell you why. Because the word phanero means to manifest in his true character. So therefore, we didn't just have a revelation, Christ unveiled before us, but we saw him identified in his absolute true character. So therefore, if anybody runs afoul in this day, he has got to come into judgment, my brother, my sister. Yes. Don't you understand? We're at a crossroads of crises. It's crucial.
Yes.
It's too late to change your minds. Some of you are still sitting around wondering about it. Look, I don't want to be disrespectful to anybody's feelings, but I've said for years we've become crystallized.
Amen.
What would I do with what I've got today if I've got anything? Not trying to be smart and take upon myself something the prophets have and somebody else doesn't. But I'm going to tell you, whether you know it or not, you are exactly where the apostles were when Jesus came forth to eat my flesh and drink my blood. Now, the brother man said, why, that's vampire. That's this. Let me tell you, let's go a little further. Let's not kid ourselves. There's something else that maybe Brother Branham didn't mention, and I could be wrong, and there's nothing to it. But you know, I like to swat flies. And you get those flies, you know, they get in the cracks. They come out in the summer or the winter when it's hot in your house, and they get on the walls, and they're a bit groggy, and I hate them, because they're the kind that fall in your stoop.
Yeah.
Now listen, I take my swatter, and I'm not near those flies, and I see them bristle. They know that somebody is there to hurt them. Now, why did those Jews bristle? Eat my flesh and drink my blood. They knew when the blood was shed of the sacrifice, they ate the flesh. And they bristled, not knowing what he said, but knowing everything they thought was going to tumble down.
Yep.
They were bristling. Sleep my flesh and drink my blood. They said they had to hit it. Vampire. What's this nonsense? What are you going to do? He'd eat the awful leg. Later on they said they gnawed his body and all. Now, the people turned on him. The 70 left him. And the 12 stood and said, huh.
Amen.
I don't feel bad. John the Baptist said, hey, that's the one. Amen. Glory. That's the one. Ah, that's the one. They threw him in prison. Hey, he said, go down and ask him if he was the one.
Amen.
I ain't no John the Baptist, kid. You think Bob and us guys stand up here with the assured voice? He said it right. I went home last night and went to bed. I couldn't sleep because I just tremble and go to pieces. What if I said wrong? What if I was too tough? What if I tore somebody up instead of helping them? I'm still completely under. One more preacher will finish me. I'm not John the Baptist, but John the Baptist went haywire, so leave here, ain't got no problem. Paul the Apostle said, oh, he said, that pillar of fire I met, and he identified himself, took me down for 3 years. He said, hey, what if I did preach wrong after 14 years? Go up and see those boys.
Amen.
All right, look. We're at the place today where we're crystallized. I believe today that there isn't one of us can change from what we really believe.
Amen.
Where would I go?
Yeah, right.
Look, kid, it's not that I'm ashamed to say, hey, I'm wrong. I'd be mighty embarrassed. But at one time, I didn't believe the sixth seal was open because I figured the sixth seal was everything, every bit was the 3.5 years. So I used to teach for a while the sixth seal wasn't open. And I was referring to that part especially that wasn't open, though I hadn't even entered my mind that the prophet had said it was already open with that earthquake that took place where? In America. The shattered Billy Graham to know the thing went plumb around the world. Yep, Billy Graham was shattered. I went by a river in America here where two men were rowing in a boat. They weren't rowing after the earthquake. They were on gravel. I think that's in Louisiana. I'm not positive. I went by it. Somebody showed me the place. Now look, we're crystallized. And this extent. What would you do if this is wrong? And I'm not talking about presence. I'm talking about really anything you believe in. Now you can deny presence. Say, well, I've been knowing he's here for 2,000 years. I've been knowing he's here for 29 years. And I said, well, just a minute. That sounds like the Amish. They invented God, little black caps and crazy darlies. You've got the Holy Ghost. That means he's here because you have to hold hogwash. He's been here 2,000 years. In fact, he's been here 6,000 years. He's been here for 6 trillion years. He's been here forever. Put an invention, do what you want. I'm not fussed with anybody. Let's read it the way it is. Let's not be idiots. But I'm going to tell you one thing. I don't care where you're going in your thinking and in your heart and your dedication. I don't believe there's one of you here able to change.
Amen.
I can be wrong. I can be wrong because I'm not an authority. But I don't know where I'd go.
Right.
And Jesus said, where will you boys, leave me? He said, they said,
where?
Well, he said, just romanticizing, you could go back to them. They said, hold it, we came out of them.
Yes.
Why do you think we came out? To go back? Oh, no, no. How could I go back to Pentecost? I can't go back to Pentecost. I never did like it. I don't lie to you. God is my judge. I'm not lying. The night I believe I received the Holy Ghost was on October the 31st in 1933. And the snow was falling. And the old-fashioned lights were there. And the snow made that light like it going plumb to heaven. And I went and I said, oh, thank you, God, for filling the Holy Ghost. But now I'm one of them. Jack, I don't lie to you. Bob, I don't lie. I wouldn't lie behind a sacred desk. Something in my heart said, that's wonderful, boy, inside, but you better watch there. There's something. And I abused myself. I hated myself. I excoriated myself. I cursed myself. What is wrong with me? There was nothing wrong. They were wrong. They were wrong.
That's right.
That's right. You're still wrong.
Amen.
And I let Pentecost let me.
Amen.
Yep, Lord.
I got a double dose of two great men. Old F.F. Bosworth clobbered me senseless, or insensible. I was already senseless. He didn't have to do that. He clobbered me insensible. He took every tongue's evidence out of me. I was like Paul Kane's mother. She said, for years, she said, I went to the full gossip people. And she kept on talking. She said, you know, she said, I think I must be one of them tongues people. But I just have to, in you, we see that that's wrong there. The thing is all gone, but we are crystallized. And this is the thing, of course, that does bother me, because I am too harsh and I am too strong on what I believe. I've become very adamant, perhaps not militant, only under certain conditions. But every one of you has a right to your own thinking, to your own understanding. And I doubt very much that there'll be any of you go anywhere except in the confirmation you're already confirmed in.
Amen.
That you'll keep on going.
Amen.
I have this to say about what I have placed my faith in, and I would not lie to you. Because there is no sense in lying, because
that's
this is the hour when everything gets manifested.
Yes, it is.
And you one day will see who the true Lee Bailey is, right or wrong, dead or alive, or somewhere. What is formed in my heart and my mind, if I just listen to that voice of God through the prophet. There is only one I can behold, and that is Him.
Hallelujah.
Who is that Logos, who is here in the printed form in this book, but is here in the spirit form.
Yes.
Who is in our midst now.
Amen.
And we, because we are born of His life, are acknowledging Him.
Amen.
It's come to the place now where I don't care about anything, really. And this is a limited expression, so please do not judge it as it sounds, because it is still limited. I'm still human. I am in a certain way, and I know you all are with me, in the faith of Abraham, that it doesn't matter anymore what looks out there. It doesn't matter. As the prophet said, you don't care anymore how you act or how you... And you say, well, how you act? You see, your legalist dropped dead. You're gone anyway. Are you trying to act like devils? Are you ripping up people? Are you snorting heroin? Are you dogs? Are you monsters? You say, no, I'm trying. I'm trying to.
Amen.
So it's not how you act, unless you are a reprobate.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But as a child of God, there's no perfection this side the resurrection.
That's right.
And if we were judge ourselves, we wouldn't be judged.
Amen.
And there is a high priest helping us.
Amen.
So I don't care anymore too much about Lee there, what he does. Because he ain't going to make it on his own anyway.
Right.
Amen. But He gave me a promise.
Hallelujah.
For the first time, I can stand still and look at that promise, and I know I'm part of it. You can't beat it out of me. You can't siphon it in me. I can't do it for you. You can't do it for
yes,
me.
True.
No way.
Hallelujah.
What I want to tell you, as I've said before, and I'm not lying, I can sit and look out a window. Perhaps I'm fantasizing in my own spirit. I could be dead wrong. I could be a nut. And maybe I'm one of those nuts that kind of keep the machinery together. I hope so. I don't know. With Abraham, I see that pyramidal city rising out of
Hallelujah.
The earth.
Hallelujah.
The builder and maker is God, and I know that I know that I know. It doesn't have one thing to do with Lee Vale. What he was isn't going to be. It has to do with Him who made that promise. Fully identified and manifested. The curtain pulled back and Him revealed completely in His true character.
Amen.
And it says when you see Him, there's no way you ain't going to be changed. Because you see Him as He is. Now, argument isn't going to get it out of me. Just make me argue all the more and that's stupid. Sneering may simply get me to invite some of my mafia friends to take care of you. I'm just letting you know why I try. It's a one-to-one. I believe He's here.
Yes, I do too, brother.
same one that said, after 6 days he taketh Peter, James, and John apart, and beareth them up to a high mountain. He took them in his arms, they went up with him. I believe that same one that was here in flesh is here right now to take you and me in his arms and take us up.
Amen.
And I'm not going to say he's not here, because it's been thoroughly manifest that he is here.
Amen.
Elijah has come and gone, and that great one is increasing.
Hallelujah.
And you can do what you want. Now let's get that plan. You do what you want. You say, Lee, you're fighting again. You bet your sweet life.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise
God. You do what you want.
Amen.
I'm not doing what I want or what he wants. By faith, he's going to do what he wants to me.
Amen.
And he's doing it. And I'm going to get out of here. And I don't have any promise to die. And I could be dead 5 minutes or an hour within the next minute. 70 years don't mean a thing anymore. Because the word of the hour is, because he lives, I shall live also, and been proven that he's alive amongst us. You're going to take that. So that's what it's all. Here I am preaching. Have a nice day. The Lord bless you. Nice people. I love you. Always give me a chance to sweat my points out. Here's the good friend.